Hello, hello. Self-love here. Today I want to talk about letting it go. This week I had decided from the list I made of things I wanted to improve in myself that I had talked about in my previous episode of What Do You Want? I decided I would work on trying to level out my mood. And I had realized as I was pondering how to do this that I had been worried and stressed and anxious and depressed at times simply because I was trying to control everything in my life. And there were so many things in my life that weren't going the way I wanted them to. And I realized that I can't control a situation that is bigger than what I can do. So, I decided to let it all go. Everything. Worrying about where the world is headed, worrying about doing research for homeschooling because I plan to homeschool my children. Because let's be honest, the schools nowadays are a joke. Worrying about potty training, worrying about how to get my child to eat more than just cheese. Worrying about our financial situation and trusting that everything will work out the way it's meant to. The thing is if you're always looking at all the things that could go wrong or are going wrong in your life, you miss out on all the good things that are going right. You miss out on family time and making memories. You miss out on truly enjoying life. Life will always have ups and downs. That's just life. But we could choose what kind of attitude we are going to have when things go wrong. We could choose to get out of our own heads and believe we will be okay. And we will be, because Proverbs 16:9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." So I think this means two different things. I think that no matter how much we try to do something or not do something, if we're meant to do it, it'll happen for us. And if we're meant to have something else, then we will have that something else. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't work for your dreams. I think it means you don't have to worry about every little detail on how you'll get there. You just do what you need to do or what you can do to the best of your abilities, and what you lack will be provided for you. Live each day at peace with yourself and with life. Because it's no fun living a life of worry and stress all the time. Plus, it can have some wicked effects on your overall health. Also, I found I was fighting with my husband quite a bit when I was living stressed and worried all the time. And when you are fighting with your significant other, you are fighting against yourself. Your spouse should be the one person you can rely on and the one person you can confide in. You are teammates and life partners. When you are having a hard time, that person can be there to pick up the slack, and vice versa. Life is hard enough without making your spouse one of the reasons you are worried and stressed. They can be a tool in your toolbox if you allow them to be. And don't purposely choose to treat them bad. They love you. Choose to love them back. And don't ever take them for granted. And don't be afraid to bounce ideas off them, because they may come up with something that you may not have ever thought of yourself. So with all this being said, just choose to trust that everything will work out the way it's meant to. Do what you can in your own strength, and then let God do what only He can do. And I know that this one sounds super churchy or preachy, but I guess I don't care, because God has always been my anchor in this life. And so to not talk about Him in any of my podcasts would be like leaving out a piece of myself. So I'm sorry if it's a bit churchy and gaudy. But it's who I am. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today. And I hope that it encourages you to start seeing things in a brighter sense. If you're stressed out, if you're worried, go outside. Be around nature. Get out of your own head. Remember why you fell in love with life. And some of you might be like, oh, well, look here, Caitlin. You know, you don't know what's going on in my life right now. You don't know what I'm dealing with. And you're right. I do not know what you're dealing with. I do not know what's going on in your life. But you know what? Worrying about it and being stressed out about it, especially if you cannot do a darn thing to change your situation, is not going to do you any good. So do what you can with the abilities and gifts that you were given, and then let the chips fall where they may. Because ultimately, we can make our plans, but God directs our steps. So that's the end of this one. I hope you guys got something out of it. I hope that you were encouraged by it. I hope that if it is on your heart to share it around, you will. And I'm going to continue to try to not worry about things I can't control. And I hope you will join me on this commitment to yourself that you're making today. That you will not make things up in your mind to worry about or to stress about. You won't let the current situations that you're dealing with in your life stress you out. You'll choose to be at peace instead, and to enjoy the people around you, whether that be your spouse and your kids, or your parents, or your siblings, or your grandma and grandpa, or your aunt and uncles, whoever it is, be at peace, because life is too short to be worried all the time. All right, that's all I got for you guys. I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.